Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Nebraska. It was really hot yesterday, but beautiful. I'm looking out the window as the sun begins to rise today. And we are at D-Day plus six. So after the Battle of Normandy on D-Day, the troops finally gained a little shoreline and started to set things up and reinforce themselves and press forward into the fight. And the June 12th was the Battle of Carentan, which is well memorialized in the Band of Brothers, if you want to go watch that and see all the amazing things that happened that day. But this is a day where a lot of reinforcements are starting to arrive, and it was crucial that everyone got resupplied. It was crucial that they were able to get the things that they needed, to the ammunition and resupply their gear and things that they had lost on the drop in. And one thing about the fight is you better have a helmet on your head if you're going to survive the fight and if you're going to be able to press forward through whatever it is that you're dealing with. Because the problem with the attacks of the enemy is they always shoot at your head. And in spiritual warfare that we're dealing with in our real lives, the enemy is always shooting at our head, at our thought processes, our mental state, at the things that we think about and dwell on. And the Bible talks about the full armor of God. And Paul says a couple of curious things about the importance of having a helmet on and what that helmet is. I'm going to play an episode that we did a while back called Hope Helmets. I'm just going to give you that as is. We got I got somebody to go see in the hospital, and then we got church this morning. So I'm just going to give you something to think about as we fight our way through trying to gain the ground that will lead to the victory, final victory over the big things that we're dealing with in our lives. I hope you have an amazing day, and let me hear from you. Lee at Dr. Lee Warren. Check out the newsletter that'll be coming in a few minutes here to the newsletter subscribers, drleewarren.substack.com, and don't forget the prayer wall, wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. But you need some hope on your head, friend. You need the helmet of the hope of salvation, and I'm going to teach you how to get that starting today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Hey folks, this is Weldon Lister with American Scroll, and we're a proud sponsor of the Dr. Lee Warren podcast. You might ask, well, what is American Scroll? And I would say, hey, we're an apparel brand that's based on the scroll art that I've developed as a master engraver. You can find more about American Scroll and see our products at americanscroll.com or unclesi.com. And as a special for the Dr. Lee Warren podcast listeners, just use Dr. Lee at checkout and you'll get 20% off. Thanks and have a great day.
You know, the most important thing, as we've talked about, is not that you get everything right, but that you change your minds about some stuff. Lisa and I have been talking about a lot of different things that we want to square away and change and do differently going forward, and we're formulating our plans, and we have definitely changed our minds about several things, because you can't change your life until you change your mind. I got a really cool text message a few days ago from an old friend from San Antonio named Keith Leslie. Keith, if you're listening, hope you're doing good, brother. Keith sent me a screenshot of my podcast, and he said, hey, I didn't know you had a podcast. I saw this popped up today, and I listened to it, so, you know, really liked it, and we reconnected, and hadn't heard from Keith, or he hasn't heard from me in years. And I kind of, you know, it's one of those people that once I moved away from San Antonio in 2005, I haven't seen him. I saw him once, maybe in 2007 or 8. He came through Alabama and stayed with us for a couple of days, and just haven't ever seen him again. And so we haven't talked in a long time. And it reminded me as we talked that Keith had an organization. I think he still has an organization called Full Armor, and it's basically a Christian kind of entertainment publishing conglomerate there in San Antonio, and they did a bunch of different things. And of course, the name Full Armor comes from the verse in Ephesians 5, where it talks about the full armor of God. And I remembered as I was chatting back and forth with Keith that really probably the reason that you get newsletters and books and podcasts from me now is that Keith gave me an opportunity to publish articles in his newspaper, the San Antonio Christian Beacon, back in the days when I lived in San Antonio. So some of the early stuff that I wrote as I started to work through some of my troubles with Iraq and some of my thoughts on scripture and all of that, some of that early grappling with some things in the writing form came through those weekly article or monthly articles in the San Antonio Christian Beacon. And Keith gave me that opportunity. And so I don't think I've told him enough. Keith, if you're listening, thank you for giving me that early platform that really kind of convinced me that I could put things down in written form that would help people figure stuff out. And we got a lot of really cool letters over the years as we put those articles out, and people would write in and say how much they meant to them. And so that's all about Keith Leslie. Well, thinking about Keith made me think about Full Armor, and Full Armor made me think about the scripture. And of course, as I think about scripture and how I can apply that to helping you become infinitely happier, I came across some interesting things. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, my podcast, just like my books, is really about faith and doubt and science and the knowledge, science and knowledge and the gray zones in between. It's about grappling with fear and doubt and faith and hope and all those hard things that come along in life and how we can navigate all of them and learn how to separate our peace of mind and joy from our circumstances. And in so doing, we really need some tools, which I try to give you with the self brain surgery techniques, but we also need some defense mechanisms, some body armor, if you will. And we also need some weapons, right? So scripture is the sword of the spirit. That's the weapon that we have, the only offensive weapon in that list. But there's a lot of defensive tools, and that's what the full armor is about. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the full armor, about something that I'm going to call hope helmets. And as always, we're going to start today. Hey, I'm so glad to have you listening this afternoon. It's a beautiful day in Nebraska on the river, and I am here with my incredible wife, Lisa Warren, who's coming back to the podcast soon, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery to get that done. You can get the show notes and more on my website at wleewarrenmd.com. Or wherever you listen to podcasts. My favorite is drleewarren.podbean.com. Check out Podbean. It's got great stuff, and you have opportunity there to become a partner and patron of the show, where you're going to get all kinds of extra stuff like transcripts and worksheets and extra episodes and all that kind of stuff. So wleewarrenmd.com is the website. drleewarren.podbean.com is the best place to listen to podcasts. Imagine if you shared it with your friends, how much farther across the world this positive message of life-changing self-brain or you could go. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Get your hope helmet on, and let's get after it. Now, I'm going to ask you a question before we get started here. Why do we need helmets in our regular lives? Why do we need helmets? Let me tell you why. Simple question, right? Why do we need helmets in our lives? Well, obviously, the obvious answer is to protect our head, right? Now, as a neurosurgeon, unfortunately, I've had way too many conversations with parents whose children died after bicycle or skateboard or rollerblade accidents because they hit their head and weren't wearing a helmet. There's something like 8 times more likely to die or develop a severe brain injury if you're not wearing a helmet. So it's just tragic when I sit down face to face with parents and say we did everything we could, but a helmet would, you know, I don't ever say it, but everybody knows a helmet would have prevented that injury most of the time. And I read an article this week. There's approximately 600 deaths per year in the United States from motorcycle accidents that the government thinks could be prevented if those riders had been wearing helmets. So 600 people die on motorcycles a year that wouldn't have died probably if they'd been wearing helmets. And there's hundreds more from bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades, rock climbing, all that stuff. People not protecting their head. And then often I see parents riding down the road on bicycles with little kids, and they've got helmets on the kids but not on the parents. And it seems to, people seem to think that once you're a certain age, you don't need a helmet anymore. Well, your brain doesn't like to hit the concrete, friend. There was a neurosurgeon when I was a resident, a famous neurosurgeon who was the chief of a department, who was riding a bicycle on his block with his grandchild and just kind of got tangled up in the pedals and fell over and hit his head and died from a head injury. How ironic is that? A neurosurgeon. So you need a helmet, right? It's simple. Get you a helmet because helmets help protect your head. Now, I told you before, talking with Keith Leslie again reminded me of the Ephesians 5 about the full armor of God. And here's what it says, Ephesians 5, starting verse 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with the feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Now, I had that all kind of swirling through my head, and we're finishing up the 90-day Bible reading. We read with several hundred or more of our readers the entire Bible in the last 90 days, and we're almost done. And we came across 1 Thessalonians this week, too. And so I had the full armor in my head from Keith Leslie and from Ephesians 5, and then I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and Paul references the armor again, but he only talks about two of the pieces. He only talks about two of the pieces. And here's what he says, 1 Thessalonians 5, starting verse 4. And it's one of those things where I've been reading the Bible my whole life, and I don't recognize that I ever noticed this before. It just kind of jumped off the page to me. So I love that about the Bible. You read it your whole life, and it's still as fresh every time you read through it. And here's what Paul said, 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in verse 4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Back to verse 8, the hope of salvation as a helmet. The hope of salvation as a helmet. I never caught that before. And again, why do we need helmets? To protect our head, to protect our brain, our mind, our heart, and our hope. Head injuries happen by impact, by the sudden deceleration of your brain when it's moving fast down the road, by penetration of objects through the skull and into the brain, and by shear forces that rip and tear asunder the neurons and axons in your beautiful, precious nervous system, the delicate parts of your brain that head injuries injure. And if you don't protect your thoughts, friend, if you don't get your hope helmet situated, the hope of salvation, you can forget that you're supposed to be infinitely happier. You need to get yourself a hope helmet. And before we go any farther, let's hear from Tommy Walker.
Hi, I'm Tommy Walker, and I've been a worship leader and songwriter for over 30 years. By God's amazing grace, he's allowed me to write some worship songs that have been sung in churches all over the world. In 2015, I started my own nonprofit called Tommy Walker Ministry so I could start giving away all my songs and music and worship resources. Since then, we've had people from over 80 nations download our charts and performance tracks, and we've given away over 100,000 of them now, and we're so blessed and honored to do it. We have a passion to declare the gospel through worship in a powerful way, so we're so careful to fill up our songs and our videos with God's word. And if you're interested in becoming a partner with us, just visit TommyWalkerMinistries.org and become a one-time or monthly partner. We'd be so grateful. And let me just say, God's richest blessings on you all. If you aren't already, become a passionate worshiper of the Most High God. Amen.
Thank you, Tommy. Again, why do we need helmets? To protect our head and our brain and our mind and our hope, okay? So life is hard. Hard things come at us, and some of them come from inside our own heads and those negative, hardwired, instant thoughts and from the attacks of the enemy and from regret in the past and all those things. And I'm reading a book right now called from Randy Alcorn called Happiness. Imagine that. I'm reading a book about happiness. Randy Alcorn said this. It's another one of those things about the Bible that I never saw until Randy Alcorn pointed it out. Here it is. Randy says, the angel's message to the shepherd at the birth of Jesus condenses the gospel to its core. He said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Luke 2:10. The gospel isn't for some, it's for all. The Greek adjective translated great here is megas. It's the root from which we get the word mega in English. This isn't just good news. This is mega news. It's good news of mega joy. It's the best news there ever has been or ever will be. What characterizes this good news is a deep, everlasting joy for anybody who will receive it. The contemporary English version renders the verse this way: good news for you, which will make everyone happy. Listen, friend. God is promising us that through Jesus, you can have mega joy, infinite joy. It's available to us when we get to know Jesus. It's the difference between that weak sauce that Dan Harris is selling people in what he calls 10% happier, that you can get just get your mind calmed down and learn how to meditate and you'd be a little bit happier. That's not what God came here to do. He said, I bring you mega joy. I'm trying to give you infinite happiness. And why would you then settle for a neuroscience trick? Really, seriously, by the power of meditation and thought control and changing how you think, you can actually learn how to slow down your brain and gain control of your thoughts and gate them better. And you can improve the dopamine and serotonin levels in your own brain, and it will reliably make you feel better. That's true. So if you're not a believer and you just want to feel a little bit happier, you can learn how to think better thoughts, and you can actually increase the dopamine and serotonin levels in your brain and make yourself feel a little bit better. And you can also do it through medication like serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Zoloft, and you can scoop up a little more of that happy juice that your brain makes. But those are chemistry tricks. They're shadows. They're not the real mega joy that you can have if you learn how joy is supposed to be apportioned to you in knowing Jesus. Like the woman at the well, who had to keep coming back every day to get more water because she kept getting thirsty. These neuroscience hacks will soon wear off, and you'll be sitting in the dark with your legs crossed trying to find some inner peace or popping another pill soon. And let me say as a disclaimer, by the way, there are some medical conditions and there are some psychiatric conditions where you actually need medical help, and sometimes you need medication for crippling anxiety or depression, suicidal thoughts. If you're having real trouble getting that stuff under control, go see a doctor. I'm not saying you should never need medicine to help you think differently. Sometimes we do. It's something God gave us, the ability to figure out how to make these medicines. So go see a doctor if you're really struggling. But for most of us, most of the time, we can make our lives better by gaining control of our thought processes. But to be mega happy, to be infinitely happy, we have to have a little bit different level. We have to know the source of the living water. We have to know the source of the guy who thought of neurochemistry. We have to know the great physician, the master brain surgeon, the master heart surgeon, Jesus. So what happens is life throws all these projectiles at us. It knocks us off our bikes and we hit our heads. We let our thoughts get wounded. We start believing the problems more than the problem solver, and we start succumbing to the onslaught of life, and we lose the battle of the gap because we forgot to put on our hope helmet.
In Romans 4:16, this is where this idea of the battle of the gap that I came up with is. Romans 4:16, Paul reminds us of the story of Abraham. Abraham was an old man. He was 100 years old. And God says, I'm going to give you a son, and I'm going to make of you the biggest nation there ever has been. I'm going to make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the seashore. And Abraham was an old, dried up man with an old, dried up wife. And the Bible says, though, he didn't give up. He said, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. And I want you to see that. The gap between against and hope is where faith lives, friend. Against all hope, Abraham believed anyway. That's where faith lives, is in that gap between against and all hope. In the Ephesians description of the full armor, we have the shield of faith and the helmet of the hope of salvation. And I think it's interesting that hope goes on your head, because the thing that you need to protect you from dangerous thoughts and regrets and hardships and poisons of the past and all of that stuff is you need hope, and you need to have it protecting your mind. It's our defense against the road coming up to crush our skull and smash our brain and poison our minds and make us forget the mega infinite joy that we can have in Jesus. Now, my friend Clay that I told you about that we met in Florida gave us a piece of paper, gave me a piece of paper that he carried around in his wallet. And on that piece of paper, he had a whole bunch of God's promises written down that he pulled out and used when he needed to wield that sword of the Spirit. It was like in a sheath on his side. He had it ready whenever life was trying to attack him. He had the scripture, the sword. Now, I'm going to give you one of mine. I've got this written actually in the acknowledgments, and I've seen the interview. I wrote it down because this is one of my weapons that I use to protect myself. I carry it in my heart. And I said, and I've seen the interview when I said, I'm going to tell you some things I'm acknowledging, some people that matter to me. I started with God. I said, I must start by thanking God, who has, as the psalmist David wrote, taken note of my life, Psalm 56:8. In a life full of reasons to wonder, God's promise-keeping character has proven time and again to be the deciding factor for me between faith and doubt. He's been close when I was brokenhearted, Psalm 34:18, and strong when I was weak, Philippians 4:13. He's given me shelter from the storms of life, Psalm 32:7, and he's armed me for the battles I would face, Psalm 144:1, and he's given me against all odds the most important resource for a healthy, successful, and happy life, which is hope, Jeremiah 29:11. That, my friend, is my hope helmet. That bunch of scripture built together and formed into the shape of a helmet to go over my head to protect my brain and give me hope in this life. Look, 600 people died last year in the United States because they weren't wearing a stupid motorcycle helmet. It's tragic, and it's dumb to go through life throwing your head up against the wall because you didn't remember to put your helmet on. Silly. But millions of people spend their whole lives, not just 600, millions of people spend their entire lives hurting, afraid, and despair, and without joy or peace because they didn't wear their hope helmets. Recognize this. Those folks with the helmets on can still crash their bikes. I will too, and you will. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that this terrible false prosperity gospel that you see these days is actually true, where the Christians will tell you that if you have enough faith, nothing bad is ever going to happen to you as long as you give money to the church, right? It's not in the Bible. It doesn't say that God will heal and save you from everything that comes along. It doesn't say that God will make you rich. It doesn't say that God will solve all your problems. Jesus said in John 16:33 that in this world you will have trouble. But even though wearing your helmet won't prevent all the accidents and problems in life, guarding your noggin and guarding your head and your brain and your mind adds so much safety to your life. And that's why Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So see, your heart and your mind in neuroscience terms are basically the same thing. Guard your mind, he's saying. Guard your heart. Put a helmet of hope on your head, because everything comes out of your mind. Everything comes out of your heart. Your whole life comes out of there. So get yourself a hope helmet, friend. Guard your thoughts. Guard your precious peace of mind from all those lies your enemy throws at you, and all the negative thoughts and all the bad memories and all the shame and the regret and the troubles that life is trying to use to get you to crash, and you'll find your peace. Find that mega joy. Find that infinite happiness that Jesus wants you to have. And don't get on a bike without a helmet, for crying out loud. It's just stupid. Stop riding your bike. Stop riding your motorcycle without a helmet. Quit it. Protect your head. And in life, don't go through your life without your hope helmet on. Strap it on and go after the abundant life that you were designed to have. And for crying out loud, friend, start today. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com
patreon.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patreon.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron-only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad-free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.